Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1676, The Delay of Gratification, Reward and Regret, by Amberlee Grant with Fiology.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We have a new site being featured today, Fiology.com. I'll share more about that right after the reading. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Delay of Gratification, Reward and Regret, by Amberlee Grant with Fiology.com. The delay of gratification is essential to success. But what happens if we delay gratification for too long or too often? You've heard of the Stanford marshmallow experiment. Put a marshmallow in front of a child and tell them that they will get 2 if they don't eat it for 15 minutes. Some eat it, some don't. The intent of the test is to identify the ability to resist temptation and delay pleasure. The results indicate those able to delay gratification have greater success in life. However, metrics of success aren't indicators for how happy you are or if you're ultimately fulfilled. What does delay of gratification mean? Britannica defines the delay of gratification as the act of resisting an impulse to take an immediately available reward in the hope of obtaining a more valued reward in the future. The ability to delay gratification is essential to self-regulation or self-control. It's true that delayed gratification can serve you well throughout life. Members of the Financial Independence Retire Early community understand delay of gratification. Consequently, they invest a dollar rather than spending it in order to take advantage of compound interest and accumulate a net worth they can live off of for the rest of their lives. If left in the fire too long, marshmallows no longer satisfy the palate. The FIRE community is made up of extremely gritty individuals. They're experts at delaying gratification. This skill helps them advance towards their magic number. Along the journey, however, they often realize the delay of gratification becomes a habit with unexpected and unwanted consequences. If you focus only on financial independence, you may end up retired without purpose or direction. When you should be celebrating in your new life, you may find yourself lost, wondering where you fit into this new world. It turns out that when you spend a majority of your adult life resisting temptation and pushing aside experiences, you're left with a life that has prioritized only your future financial well-being and very little else. In our pursuit of FIRE, we need to learn to find ourselves outside of work and spreadsheets. We need to cultivate relationships, adventure, and learn to be comfortable spending money on the things we love, even if it delays our FIRE goals. This will reduce the likelihood that you'll have trouble spending money as you move from the accumulation phase to the drawdown phase. Rewards and regrets of delayed gratification. Nothing has served me better in life than delaying rewards. Haircuts, hobbies, makeup, and a few all-inclusive vacations have been resisted. My understanding of opportunity costs and delayed gratification have supported my journey to financial independence. I currently own 2 duplexes and exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. I'm well on my way to a life of financial independence. In April, I moved into my new home. At the time, I was working overtime, running weekly financial meetups, cleaning my Airbnb, and managing a rental property. My new home needed cosmetic work, new carpets, paint, and more. The punch list was a page long. A month after living in the new home, a rainstorm came through Denver. The old moisture stains in the ceiling were active leaks. The new roof I had planned to get at the end of the summer or next year was now a top priority. I was stressed. The following day, an attendee of my virtual meetups reached out. They were going to be in Denver and they wanted to meet in person. As chaotic as my life was, creating my community is important to me. I was happy to carve out time to meet them. He amended his invitation to say that he had a private plane taking him from Denver to San Francisco, and I could join if I found my own accommodations and a flight home. Will you regret the delay of gratification? A plane ticket from San Francisco to Denver was $200. Future 10-year retirement value, $445. That $200 could go towards my $12,000 roof or groceries. I had work meetings that were difficult to reschedule. Other appointments with roofers and flooring contractors had been scheduled for weeks. Was this the right time to flex my delayed gratification muscle? I had good friends in San Francisco that I could stay with. It had been a year since we last saw each other. If I said no, this unique experience would not be available again. More importantly, if I said no, I would start the shaky road of giving up a part of me that loves to say yes to adventure. My sense of adventure took me around the world. It persuaded me to move from Canada to the US. It represents the part of me that believes things will always work out. I couldn't betray that now. So I said yes. Honoring this part of myself led to cultivating a new friendship and seeing old friends. It was a fabulous 24 hours in San Francisco before a flight returned me to the responsibilities of my life. If I say no to opportunities as rewarding as this, I wouldn't be supporting my true self. The financial independence journey is about learning how to live the life you want, not about racing to a magic bank account balance. Delayed gratification does not mean delayed joy. Delayed gratification is a tool we use to check ourselves on impulsive, materialistic, or destructive non-essentials. It can support our hobbies, relationships, and creative endeavors. Are you missing out on relationships, adventure, and hobbies that fulfill you? Quote, spend extravagantly on the things you love and cut costs mercilessly on the things you don't, end quote. How can you live by Ramit's philosophy? Number one, make a list of priorities, friends, food, art, fashion, whatever it is that makes your heart sing. Number two, budget to spend on those priorities. And number three, align your current life activities to match the person you envision yourself to be when you retire. For me, this looks like potlucks and happy hours with friends, slow traveling the world, and saying yes to adventures. I enjoy walks, singing lessons, and haircuts by one specific stylist in Vancouver, Canada. If your current employment prohibits you from partaking in your priorities, develop an exit strategy. Find an employer that will allow you to carve out the time you need to live now and delay less gratification. The delay of gratification comes with many more advantages than disadvantages. But don't make the mistake of placing too much emphasis on delaying enjoyment. Maximizing what makes you happy now and hitting your goal of financial independence are not mutually exclusive priorities. You just listened to the post titled The Delay of Gratification, Reward and Regret by Amberly Grant with Fiology.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. and keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Now, about Phiology.com, our newest website to be featured here on the show. Phiology is an educational resource designed to teach you about FI, of course, which stands for financial independence. The founder, David, got his start with FI through Mr. Money Mustache, and that led him down the rabbit hole. After 20 years of military service, David is now retired and can pursue his passions. Come by Phiology.com for a lot more, and I have that linked in this episode's description. This article reminded me of an Ayn Rand quote that you may have heard me reference on this show before. She says, quote, "Money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver," end quote. When we get overly fixated on financial goals or reaching our FI number, it's easy to lose sight of why we're pursuing FI in the first place. Financial freedom can create the space and resources we need for the stuff that really makes us happy, like fulfilling relationships, full autonomy over our time, and the ability to create what we want to see in the world. But when the tool starts to look like the end goal, things can get a bit confusing. I did an interview recently where I was asked how I thought the COVID pandemic affected the FIRE movement. And I responded that I thought it simultaneously strengthened our resolve to be our own safety nets, but also showed us that life is short and we might not have the options we thought we'd have in the future. I think we need to find the sweet spot of living a life now that we don't feel the need to retire from, and also protecting our ability to have adventures in the future. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.